Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
We're on live from 1 to 4. And then after 4 o'clock on the iHeartRadio app, you could hear our podcast, which is the same as the show. But maybe you missed it. Maybe you don't know what's going on. You could always tune in John and Ken On Demand on the app.
The National Weather Service in San Diego put out a tweet this afternoon. A blizzard warning, the first issued by this office, is now in effect for the San Bernardino County Mountains from 4 a.m. Friday to 4 p.m. Saturday. Just sounds interesting. The first ever issued, a blizzard warning. Travel will be very difficult to impossible due to the extremely heavy snow and high winds expected.
The San Diego office?
San Diego National Weather Service.
Those guys have nothing to do most of the time.
That's correct.
Isn't there?
Well,
like,
I guess part of their territory is that part of the San Bernardino County Mountains that extend down into that area.
Isn't there over 300 sunny days a year in San Diego?
Well, it's not San Diego City or the coast. It's for the mountains.
But what do they do all day there, though?
That's why they were very excited to issue their first blizzard warning.
Oh, well, we got a new forecast. It's going to be sunny and 72 today.
There were blizzard warnings for L.A., Ventura, and San Bernardino County Mountains, which are beginning early tomorrow. Up north, wow, they are expecting really huge snowfall numbers in the mountains, possibly as much as 7 feet of snow in some places.
Ha-ha. Drought mongers, shut up. Ha-ha.
I know, on top of what happened December into January.
That's right. We have a 200% snowpack already.
Yep.
And now you're going to have many feet of snow on top of it. What are you going to whine about? What are you going to fret about? What rights do you want to take away from us this year?
There's not enough groundwater. They're still going to complain.
Yeah, groundwater.
You need to replenish the groundwater that they dug out. Remember a few years back, the land was collapsing because the farmers were sucking so much water out of the ground.
I'm all for, you know, ending the almond industry. That would give us 10% more water than what we have.
There was a 20-car pileup on the westbound 10 this morning in Yucaipa. 8 people had to go to the hospital. It occurred 11 o'clock last night.
Grapevine's going to be a lot of fun.
Don't they close it usually?
Yes.
Tomorrow's going to be a nightmare.
We're going to be trapped in Southern California. There's going to be no way out.
You guys won't be able to get to work.
All the north.
Oh, no.
Your convertible.
No, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm hoping to have a ride in some wild weather.
Oh, God. Not well.
I am so bored. I am looking so for just anything.
Yeah, he really is just sad.
You know, we need an intervention. If a tornado sucked me up off the 101 and turned me upside down, that'd be a good one.
What is wrong?
What is Deborah? He does the same thing every day at the same time, so he needs this little change up in his life, right?
I do.
I think there are better alternatives to get you excited in your life and not what you're talking about.
Than getting sucked up by a tornado?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anything more exciting.
Well, you love to come to work. If you were sucked up by a tornado, right, Ken? You wouldn't be here tomorrow.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I wonder what it would be like flying through the air, though. Like you see,
well, why don't you go bungee jumping or something?
Well, you
like
did
that.
You jumped out of a plane, so you.
Yeah, that was so cool. Yeah. That really was like one of the top moments of my life.
I know. I should do that. I wanted you to
should.
Do that.
You should. You don't even need a parachute.
Did you tandem jump, or you jumped on your own?
I jumped on my own. They attached a strap that was it went from the side of the small plane to like a backpack, and when I jumped, the strap pulled the parachute out.
Right,
my jumping facilitated the pulling of the parachute.
Oh wow, like
an automatic thing.
Yeah,
I can't believe you did that.
Oh, and I did it completely wrong.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Because I was supposed to. You know,
see, that's what I fear. I'm going to do it.
Oh yeah, I know. I would 100%.
Well, because I was standing outside the plane, which was really exciting. The plane was about 2,500 feet up. It's a small plane, a Cessna type. I don't remember exactly what it was. And you stand on this bar. Actually, you're standing on the wing strut, and you're holding on to the top strut of the wing.
It must have been like windy.
Standing on the bottom. Yeah, it was a little breezy up there. And then you kick your legs backwards, and you're supposed to go straight down. And they said, go straight down. Don't start tumbling, because then you could get your legs wrapped up in the lines that lead to the parachute.
Terrifying.
Balloon. Yeah. So, of course, I did it wrong, and I kicked back, and I'm spinning around, and I could see the sky, then the ground, the sky, the ground, the sky,
the
ground.
Now I don't want to do it.
And then I started heading straight down, and I felt a little jerk on my back, and that was the fully deployed parachute. And now I was floating. And I had had two little toggle switches, and I could maneuver the balloon to the right or to the left. And there was a little radio speaker, and they would tell me what to do, trying to keep me out of trouble. And I floated over this huge, it was 60 acres of sand near the Jersey Beach. And so that was the catching, right? That was like the circle that to catch me, right? The landing pad. And as I'm going down, they had told me how to land, and I botched that up too. Because you're supposed to land and flex your legs. Yes. You don't want to be stiff leg, because then you'll shatter all the bones. So you have to flex your legs. I landed on my upper back.
Oh.
Banged my head.
Oh, my God.
The only thing I did similar, I did parasailing, and they said the same thing. I had to land on a boat, and they said, be careful with your legs. You want to try to flex your legs a little bit and kind of get in a crouch. And I did. I did it perfect.
Did you like parasailing, Ken? Because I was terrified when I did it one time.
You know, once I got up there, I loved it. But at first, I was really nervous about it. I said, do I really want to do this?
Oh.
And when you're up there, though, for like a minute or two, it is pretty thrilling. You weren't even thrilled at any point?
I was terrified.
If you're terrified the whole time.
I really was. I mean, I have rappelled off of a waterfall. I love zip lining. But for whatever reason, that parasailing, it was so scary to me.
Yeah.
Zip lining scared me.
The only problem I have with zip lining is just actually taking the plunge when you're standing there on that deck. And
yes.
I did this up in the Vancouver area, actually where the winter games were, Calgary area. And I just, it was real forest. And I just froze. It's like, I don't know if I can take the step. I mean, once you're on the zip line, what are you going to do?
Right.
You're sailing along. But it's that moment that you have that, I don't know, and you're looking down, like, oh.
Well, I remember when I was standing outside the plane, they said, you know, once you're out on that wing, you can't come back in.
Yeah, you're committed.
You know, because you'll end up getting sliced up by the propeller.
Oh, jeez.
So, you can't climb in. You could slip, some bad will happen. So,
yeah, I know. Who talked you into this?
Girl I knew.
Nah.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, this is before I met you, because you've told this story, but I don't remember.
And she said to me, so I was about to get on the plane, I hope, you know, if something happens to you, I'm really going to feel bad.
Yeah, I know. So I dragged you here.
Thanks.
If you become a splat, like a cartoon, plummet to your death.
Well, she had done it before, and she thought I'd enjoy it, and I did.
Yeah. All right, we got more coming up. Oh, and guess what? It's more bad news for California concerning the budget deficit, which we already know is coming, but it's probably going to be worse than even Newsom talked about a couple of months ago. We'll explain what's going on with that. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, oh, guess who finally showed up in Ohio today? Pete Buttigieg. The transportation secretary did make a tour of the crash site. The NTSB released its preliminary report about that train derailment that sent all those toxic chemicals into the air and the water, that it looks like it was an overheated axle and that the crew got a warning about it just before dozens of cars went off the tracks. There probably wasn't time for them to do anything. You would think an alarm would come a little earlier than, you know, moments before a derailment. The train went down the tracks, but the heating up did not reach the threshold for stopping the train and inspecting it. The train was going about 47 miles per hour at the time. Speed limit was 50. They do think, though, this has the potential for a criminal referral in the case against the rail company, Norfolk Southern. And they do believe the company should temporarily relocate people who continue to feel unsafe or at least consider buying their property.
These stories always follow the same arc.
Yeah.
A company does something stupid. Either they're negligent, you know, they don't have their sensors working, or the employees aren't trained, or whatever. It's, you know, 1,000 excuses. I cannot believe after, what, like 150 plus years that they haven't figured out how to run a train down a track without derailing. And why do they put chemicals in one of the cars of a 150 car train?
They had 11 hazardous materials on that train.
What?
There were 36 freight cars.
Shouldn't there be some kind of extra protection for those?
Yeah.
I mean they run trains down a track exactly like they did in 1887. It looks to be the same business. And when I heard because Buttigieg, what a loser he is, tried to downplay the derailment, saying, well, there's 1,000 of these every year. And I just smacked my head. What do you mean there's 1,000? How is it that after 150 years, we haven't reduced the number below 1,000 per year of derailments?
Yeah.
Have they maintained the tracks at all? Do they have any new technology at all? I mean, imagine we had 1,000 planes falling out of the sky a year. It looks like the trains are trapped in some kind of time warp. There's really no excuse for this. There's no reason for this.
I mean, trains are like airplanes and buses. They build them and they just run for decades. And I think the complaint here is going to be that they just don't do enough maintenance on them, and they were probably trying to save money on.
I'm sure they weren't. Why? Because it was like a wheel bearing started overheating, and eventually the whole axle was affected. Now, why is that? You know what? Nobody cares. That Norfolk Southern Company doesn't care. They get paid to deliver stuff real fast, and anything that's going to slow them down or is going to be a cost, they don't want to hear about it.
Here's a new development. The toxic wastewater that was used to extinguish the fire following the train derailment in Ohio is actually headed to a Houston suburb for disposal. A local judge is not happy. This firefighting water is coming here. He wants to find out more about this. I guess the company responsible for this made an agreement with the Harris County Pollution Control Department.
In Texas.
Yeah, I guess they're going to send it by train to Texas. I don't know.
Do the people in the neighborhood know this? Probably not.
Yeah, apparently there's a company there that removes hazardous stuff from the biosphere.
So
they may take on the job of taking the water and trying to make it more safe.
And all the locals are still insisting that the air is no good. And you still have the government and Norfolk Southern saying, oh, no, it's fine. It's good. We tested it. And they're saying, no, it's not. Every time you have a case like this, it's the same thing. And then they went, why don't people trust the government? Why do people not trust big business? You shouldn't trust anybody. They're not interested in you.
All right. Speaking of the government, we heard, back in January, Dippity Doo has to come out, make a stupid budget statement, you know, the state of the state. Now, we talked about this because we had a $100 billion surplus. A lot of that was federal government money that was sent in here during the pandemic. That's disappeared to the tune of a $22.5 billion deficit. Now there's an update from the Legislative Analyst Office in Sacramento, considered to be nonpartisan, that the number could be $7 billion higher than that. That the deficit may now have jumped, projected, to over $30 billion. Well, now you know why we did the story the other day that California is going to stop that migrant relief program down there at the border between California and Mexico.
Because
they're taking in the migrants and giving them vaccines and health care.
Yeah,
and
they ran out of illegal alien money. Tax revenues are going to fall short every month.
Every month.
Because the stock market has dried up. The tech stocks are flat.
The gains are not there.
Yeah. So all
capital gains, particularly now in the coming months where people file their taxes, it's usually a good time for the state because people start to pay their bills for capital gains taxes and weren't there in 2022, not there much in 2023.
I read the latest statistic was the top 1% in California pay 49% of the income tax.
Yeah.
Let's call it half. 1% of the public pays half the income tax.
We're completely reliant on the very, very, very wealthy.
So the very, very wealthy are having an off year.
An off 2 years, it's looking like.
Yeah,
now.
Right. Hey, you could have a sludgy stock market go on for 10 years. You never know.
Right.
Doesn't always go up every year. Over long term, it does. But short term, a few years here, a few years there. And they don't have enough money put away. So, and they never cut any programs, so they're going to start barking about increased taxes. They will.
Eventually that will come up. And they'll start with the low-hanging fruit. Let's just try to go after the wealthy. Oh, and by the way, that dopey net wealth tax that was proposed a couple of months ago, it's already dead. It didn't even get out of a committee.
Yeah. Well, Newsom killed it.
Yeah. He said, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, he goes, that's not part of the conversation.
No. It's really stupid. Legislative analyst.
It's the upside of him running for president. The upside is he's going to cut off some of the really crazy stuff that he knows absolutely will not play.
He's going to have to.
Yeah. So the nuttiest stuff is going to be put on the shelf for a while.
Right. But they locked themselves into a lot of long-term spending the last couple of years. Yeah. All the new health care they're giving to illegal aliens that they are requiring, pre-K, pre-kindergarten school.
Yeah,
you can't just drop those.
There's no way to afford all the free stuff they have promised. It's impossible. And the taxing of the wealthy is driving out finally some of the rich people. They finally are leaving and going to Texas and Florida where, you know, the income tax is a zero.
Yeah, we learned last week that some of the wealthier zip codes are now in those states. It's not just the Beverly Hills and Silicon Valley and New York neighborhoods.
Nine of the top 12 are in the Miami area.
The Miami area and Texas has got a few, like in Austin in that area. Yeah, well, so, you know, states without income taxes are going to benefit when people see you're trying to fleece them to pay for all your programs. But you know, this is always dismissed. 500,000 people left California in the last few years, dismissed. Oh, we got 40 million people here. We don't need them. Fine, but those are people that earn.
Yeah,
that matter.
These are valuable people.
These are valuable people, exactly.
The state never loses poor people because we're more generous to poor people and illegal aliens than any other state. So if you're poor, this is the place to be. Well, I remember reading that the homeless even know this. The homeless know they can come here. And very quickly they can earn benefits. Like, you don't have to be in the state very long to qualify for, you know, some kind of relief.
We got the voice line. This hour tomorrow, So one of your last heads up to get your calls in, go to the iHeart app. You can use the microphone icon there to what we call talk back to KFI. John and Ken, leave your moist line message. Call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Let's, out of nowhere, play a quick game with John Cobalt.
What's that?
I'm going to read something, and you tell me what the category is. And it's one of your favorite categories. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Here's the list. Fried shrimp, mushrooms, onion rings, ice cream, pecan pie, and chocolate.
I don't know. They don't seem to go together. There's things
doesn't
there
matter.
I like and things I can't stand. Shrimp?
Doesn't matter. It is the last meal for an inmate about to be executed in Florida. That's what he wanted.
Shrimp as the last meal?
He wanted fried shrimp, mushrooms, onion
mushrooms.
Rings. Mushrooms. Maybe psychedelic.
Fried mushrooms and fried shrimp?
Onion rings? You like onion rings? Do you like onion rings? I don't even know.
They should kill him just for that order.
Ice cream, pecan pie, and chocolate. You went heavy on the sweets there at the end.
Pecan pie, that's...
This is the first time in 4 years they're going to execute anybody in Florida. His name is Donald Dilbeck. And he ate that meal at 9:45 this morning. This is a cop killer who escaped custody and then fatally stabbed a woman during a carjacking. So he's a double murderer. He was serving a life sentence for killing a sheriff's deputy in 1979. He escaped in 1990. And during his escape, he tried to carjack a woman and stabbed her to death.
Did he get killed or he's about to be executed?
It's supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? No word?
I'm sorry. 6 o'clock Florida time, 3 o'clock our time.
Oh.
So, and checking for the update, I don't have these officially dead yet.
So is this a lethal injection?
It is.
All right. So he could be laying there twitching right now.
Yes. And here's the final toll. The Supreme Court passed on helping him out. So
he's dead.
He's dead.
As of 6:20 p.m. Florida time.
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's 15 minutes ago.
Official time of death, 6:13, according to the Tallahassee
All right.
Democrat.
All right. Efficient.
Yeah. they tried to argue that he was born with permanent brain damage. His mother abused alcohol while pregnant with him.
That tends to be the last resort defense, I noticed.
Then he was sexually abused by his mother.
Wow. Could be true.
You want to hear his final words?
Yeah.
Quote, I know I hurt people when I was young. I really messed up. But I know Ron DeSantis has done a lot worse. He has taken a lot from a lot of people. I speak for all men, women, and children. He's put his foot on our necks. Ron DeSantis and the other people like him can expletive.
Wow.
Well, that's one less.
A political statement against the governor.
One less Joe Biden voter, I guess.
Wow. He apparently, in 1990, he fled from a food catering job that he had while in prison. And on the run, he killed Faye Vann. And this is what he got the death penalty for. So there it is. Good news. Executed.
But that's a lousy last meal.
What would your last meal be?
I think it would be obvious. Yeah, probably like a ribeye steak, medium rare.
Mm-hmm. What else?
With buttery mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Cheesecake. Mm-hmm.
Cheesecake?
I forgot he likes cheesecake. Yeah,
I didn't even know you liked cheesecake.
And to drink.
He does.
And a drink? Well, they don't give you booze, do they?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I've never seen that, no. No, I don't think you can get booze.
Well, I guess I'd go with a Coke then.
What about you, Ken?
I don't know. I haven't thought about a last meal.
Lentils?
Probably fried chicken.
Oh, I would do
fried
lentils,
chicken.
Yeah.
You'd have lentils.
I would.
As
I'd have
meal.
A nice. You know, I love Indian food. Maybe I'd have some sag dal.
Why?
With some rice. It's lentils and spinach.
Sag dal.
Yeah. Maybe some vegetables, samosas.
Samosas.
Yeah. I'd have some vegan cupcakes.
I've never even heard of this stuff.
You haven't heard of a samosa? Come on, John.
No, I've not heard of samosa.
What would be a hoot is the day they put a vegan to death, and that's the meal.
Yeah, I know.
If they execute a vegan, that would be a hoot to read.
Well, they, I think they're...
Imagine
they're...
me reading that like I did 5 minutes ago and saying to John, what is this list from?
Well, right. There was a run of
lentils,
story.
What's a
hummus,
vegetable samosa? What's a chickpea?
Sag paneer.
Wasn't the Idaho killer a vegan?
Yes.
They
That's
put
right, Koberger.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, I hope it does have the death penalty.
But. Yeah, so maybe when Koberger finally gets fried, we'll have a vegan meal. Did you see Koberger? They said had photos of one of the girls he killed on his phone.
On his phone.
Yeah.
I did see that. Well, I knew they'd find a trail that this wasn't so random.
Yeah.
Because there was thoughts that, well, he would drive by that house. He was a party house and thought, I can go in there and kill people. But
so he
was focusing on. Remember, he showed up at the restaurant where one of them worked, too. He was like a regular diner.
I wonder if it's the same girl who worked at the restaurant. Wasn't it a vegan restaurant? Yeah, probably. Because vegans get really violent.
No, not all vegans. No, we don't.
Bad tempers.
No, we don't.
They turn psycho.
Meat eaters, on the other hand.
So I wonder if he just got fixated on her or if he hit on her, because he did that frequently. He would go to bars and hit on women and creep 100% of them out. He'd strike out every time because he was such a weirdo. And I wonder if that happened.
Frustrated by this? I mean, we're back to the incel theory?
Yeah. If there's something about her that made him flip.
This was one of the single girls who wrote, not the one that died with her boyfriend, right? I think it was one of the other two girls that he got infatuated with.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's very possible. But I like that thread. We got into the vegan thread and we came back to the Idaho killer with an update on his crazy life. Here's a quick story for you, Deborah Mark, which is from the file of weird. It's a bill being proposed in Florida that would prevent people from letting their dogs stick their heads out the window.
I think that's...
Do dogs do that?
No, I open the window just a teeny tiny crack. Just a little bit so they can stick their little nose out. And I have the windows locked so it won't go down anymore.
That video a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so scary, so terrifying.
The little dog jumping out of the car.
Now, I do know some people actually have restraints for their dogs. I don't, but I am looking into those.
Like seatbelts?
Yeah.
So,
by the way, before anybody asks me, I never drive my dogs with my top down in my car. Never.
Well, that would defeat the purpose.
Exactly.
Right?
They'd go flying
in. Worse than a car window.
I know. But
do dogs fall out of the cars often? I mean, I see dogs in my neighborhood all the time with their heads out the window. I find it cute.
It is cute, but look what happened. That dog in Woodland Hills, of all places. So
it looked like your dog, too.
I know. I know.
One story, we're going to decide
in Woodland
everything.
Hills, that dog, I thought, wow, this is Deborah's car.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And the dog ran right in front of the truck. Dog came within inches of getting flattened by a huge truck.
It was on a freeway in Woodland Hills, Ken, and the dog jumped. It was a puppy. And this family was fostering this dog, and the puppy jumped out of the window and was running around on the freeway, and this truck almost hit it.
Yeah.
It did not. It was a miracle.
It braked and skidded to a stop just inches from flattening the dog. What was that, an in-car video camera?
I think so.
Because it was an angle. Yeah. It looked like from the front seat looking back.
Yeah, I forgot what are those called? My son actually.
Dashboard camera?
Yeah.
Cameras?
Might have been one of those.
Yeah, the bill said dogs would not be allowed to stick out any part of their bodies out of a window, ride in the driver's lap, or ride on motorcycles. Dogs traveling in cars would not be able to ride on roofs, fenders, or hoods. They need to be secured in an appropriate crate or a harness or a pet seatbelt.
Plus, when I see dog heads sticking out, then I think, well, you know, what if you get too close to a tree or a road sign or a an oncoming car's mirror?
Yeah.
That could be a bad splat.
Take off their head or...
Yeah.
I never think about those things. You guys are really a dour.
I think
usually it's a big dog I see and they're not going to fall out the window.
Not a big dog, but those little dogs.
The little dogs are nuts.
Little dogs are scared anyway. They just stick their tiny nose
in. Yeah, they're so jumpy and...
Kind of nervous.
Yeah.
They're little Deborah Marks.
No.
Yip, yip.
You have the wrong idea of me, Ken, just because I'm scared of earthquakes. I mean, come on. Well, there's just a few other things.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
All right. We'll finish up. Coming up, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app. Yeah, I watched the video of the poor little dog jumping out of the car on the freeway and then almost getting plowed over. That truck, that was so close. That's a lucky dog.
How did the trucker even see that?
He stopped, it looked like. The dog ran after the...
Yeah, that's amazing.
Sophie was her name. Sophie, the little dog. Well, from the category of that didn't take long, they passed a bill in Sacramento signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, which was a bit perplexing. It dealt with rap videos and lyrics being used in criminal cases. And the sponsor of the bill got the bill passed, which considered it prejudicial to introduce rap music and lyrics as part of a case against a defendant, unless and there were some conditions that had to be met that you could make some very specific connections.
Oh,
it's Assembly Bill 2799.
Yeah, this is like more woke stuff. Like you can't stigmatize rap.
Right.
When 60 rap stars have been murdered over the last 30 years, but you can't make connections there.
Right.
The rap song's constantly glorifying violence. They use the N-word like dozens of times. And but within the context of these rap songs, it's all cool and okay. And you're not allowed to criticize, let alone use it as evidence that this guy is a violent nature.
Well, it was introduced in a murder trial against a man who was convicted in a drive-by shooting. His name was Tavon Rashad Venable Sr., 34 years old. He was convicted in 2018, got 129 years to life in prison for the fatal shooting of Enon Damon Edwards and the wounding of another man. This is a drive-by shooting that happened in San Bernardino, March 5th of 2014. Venable was the alleged driver of the car used in the killing. Under the plea agreement, the co-defendant, the alleged shooter, pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter. He got 22 years in prison.
Isn't it interesting? I mean, the shooter gets 22 years. The guy who drove the getaway car.
Because he made a plea deal.
Oh, you get a big discount for a plea deal.
They love plea deals because it saves them time and money in court. And then you're a good witness against another defendant.
Yeah,
so.
But you want to give the break
the
to the guy
right
driving
now.
The car. You never give a break to the shooter.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to get 129 years for driving the car when the murderer got 22. That's a 107-year difference.
There's good news for the driver of the car, thanks to this new law. See, there was a video made by Venable's younger brother, who goes by the name Young Trock, depicted guns and drugs and references to violent gang activities. Most of the men in the video are young black men. Venable is in the video. He doesn't say anything, but he's holding a rifle with an extended magazine. And a .22 caliber rifle is one of the firearms used in the drive-by shooting. So the prosecution submitted it in court, and the jury got to hear about it. And that leads to this. I mean, this law just took effect, but we already had an appellate court that has reversed the murder conviction for this man who drove the car in the drive-by shooting because the rap video was prejudicial under this new law.
That's nonsense. All that matters is whether he drove the car. The rap video doesn't matter.
I think you made the best point. He shouldn't have gotten 129 years in prison for just driving the car, but he should certainly be going to prison for a long time for being part of a killing.
He could get 129 years, but the guy doing the killing ought to get 129 years as well.
They only got 22.
That's
the whole, and you know what 22 in California means, what, 10 maybe?
3 weeks now.
Oh, it's down to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rap videos. You know, the rap videos perpetuate all the worst stereotypes more than anything. I'm just shocked that this stuff exists.
Well, people also say though they're real.
They're
That's
not
real life that people face because of gangs and drugs, and
they're not doing that to present real life.
Well, that's their experience.
They're doing it.
Don't they say you should write what you know?
Yeah,
that's why they write those songs or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, but everything about those videos is really,
it's negative. Yeah,
it's awful. It's an awful, perpetuates awful stereotypes in any other context.
That's because your racist society has led them to this.
Mine.
Yeah, I want to be woke for a moment.
Oh, that's my society?
That's right. Your racist white man oppressed society.
No, what it is gross hypocrisy is what it is. And I'm good to see that the judges are all on board with giving breaks to guys involved with murder. What, you talk about a technicality? Oh, the rap video was shown. All right.
There were apparently witnesses, too. I mean, they probably could have made this case without the rap video, but the defense attorney says they relied heavily on it in their case to the jury, trying to connect this guy to this type of...
Was this retroactive?
I guess it was, because the crime was 2014 and the conviction was years after that. This bill just took effect this year.
Must have been retroactive.
I guess it is. You can use it in prior cases.
That's ridiculous.
They think that this is going to lead to some more. Because when I saw this law going through the legislature, I said, does this come up often?
Anything that lets more murderers out, that's a good deal. I approve. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah, you love it.
Whatever you want. Life.
That's your new position.
Yeah. Conway's here.
Hey now. We're on storm watch, everybody. Let's roll, right? It snowed up near the Hollywood sign. That's kind of cool. Well, hail, but it's going to snow there tonight. But this is the first time ever there's been a winter blizzard warning in the San Bernardino Mountains. It's never happened before. San Diego, the National Weather Service, issued a blizzard warning. Up to 7 feet of snow in the mountains, John.
Those guys in San Diego are so excited.
Yeah, they get crazy over this stuff.
They never get to issue blizzard warnings.
That's right. There's once in a lifetime deal. So not a great week for the global warming meetings.
No. or the drought committee.
Yeah. You got to postpone those two meetings.
Yeah.
but anyway, so Alex Stone's coming on with us. He's always great. We'll talk about the weather. And then we also have a big, huge air fryer. Do you guys have air fryers at home?
No.
You don't have an air fryer?
No.
You didn't jump on that bandwagon, huh?
No. What are you making them?
It's anything you make in an oven, you can put in a air fryer. It's great. You'll use it all the time if you get one. I'll get you one. And then Dean Sharp's coming on with us. We'll talk about the wonderful world of sinks. There you go.
Sinks?
Well, what? Come on. That's just a joke.
What are you doing? Sinks,
that's a joke. I hope.
Belio, is that a joke?
Sinks? How about bathtubs?
How about drain gutters?
Right. I'm surprised, Ken, that you don't have an air fryer.
No.
I would think, John, everything you eat is fried.
You're the only person I hear that extols the air fryer. There's no one else I know.
Is that right?
That is true. I asked a few people, and they looked at me like, yeah, they're okay.
Okay.
It gives you the same product? Or
yeah, the same product. With no, you don't fry it, though.
Put your French fries in there, right?
That's right, yeah. And it heats them up real nice, real hot.
They're really crispy, but they're not oily.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? You almost could do the live reads for them.
See, I like oily, but...
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's less oil in your life.
I like oil.
I like the last meal where you guys were talking about the last meal. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Would you
fried shrimp and mushrooms.
Yeah. Shrimp and mushrooms for the last meal?
Well, I'm like, I would want ice cream and a couple gallons of milk because I'm lactose intolerant. So let them figure that out.
But are you a heavy meat eater? I don't even know that.
I do eat, a lot of hamburgers, a lot of steak. If I can get a steak, I go to, Grocery Outlet? They got steaks. They're really inexpensive, and they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, like $12, you get two New York steaks.
See, right? John,
that's right.
That's a great deal. Where is that?
You got a good tip, John.
Right down the street on
Bargain Olive. Grocery Outlet, yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, Grocery Outlet, Farmer's Market.
Good
or
steak
Farmer's
deal.
Townhouse. All right,
ding dong.
Ding dong with you guys.
Conway Crozier.
Snowstorms. Snow.
Live in the 24-hour Cafe Newsroom.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.